Oh, that's no good, is it? How can we get rid of that?
Oh, is that because we've just switched to that source?
Well, you've just turned this on, haven't you? So, you're projecting on two projectors now.
Ah, that's it.
So, can I just turn this off?
Yeah, you should be able to push it and then hold it.
We're still having sound.
That's it. Okay. Hi, I'm Jen Mackay, and I'm part of the Skiria Research Cluster from Camberwell. However, I actually live in Penryn, so it wasn't too far to come today. I didn't have any problems sleeping last night. So, I'm doing a PhD called www.swarmtv.org, and basically I'm looking at effective structures for open, non-hierarchical, and collaborative filmmaking. I'm very interested in your what it says on your website here about the word automatic is a hybrid fabricated from two other words: automatic, defined as mechanical and working of itself without direct human actuation. So the idea of autonomy is actually very much in keeping with my own particular work, actually, because I'm very interested in creating structures that self-organise. That's basically my field of interest. To kind of illustrate this a little bit, I want to do a couple of little group exercises, and one of them is I want to throw open the next 10 seconds for anyone who can fill it.
War is not the answer. Life and game.
Space is indivisible by itself.
Great. Oh, that's, you're superstars, obviously. I didn't expect anyone to say anything. That's great. That was a little kind of take on John Cage, I suppose. He did it for 4 minutes, 33 seconds, and didn't ask people to fill it, but, you know, people did fill it. And actually, if no one had actually said anything, everyone would have participated by, you know, the fact they're kind of moving with embarrassment on their chairs, or, you know, it's kind of, it's setting up a structure which cannot fail, in a sense. You know, it can fail with embarrassment, perhaps, but in terms of something, I mean, John Cage's statement when he did it for 4 minutes, 33 seconds, it was all about just kind of listening to what is around you and kind of, well, that's my interpretation of it. And actually, it could not fail. Okay, so he set up a structure which could not fail. And the other exercise is to talk about the word autonomy. Why do you think, I suppose this is like a little discussion here, why do you think the word autonomy is such a significant term at the moment?
Is it overwhelming interest in individuality?
Yeah.
In fact, autonomy is a weird concept. No man is an island.
Yeah. I actually home educate, so in order to get past all the legal barriers, you have to say what philosophy you educate with. And my philosophy is autonomous education, which means that my children can learn whatever they like. Which is nice. I've got to write a one-page A4 outlining my philosophy on this. But it's not too bad. And they have great fun, because they go horse riding and go surfing and things like this. So anyway, that's an aside. Let me show you a little bit about my project, which is in those two exercises there. I kind of set up a structure and you filled it in. You know, it wasn't... I had no control over what you said. Maybe I had a bit of control on how I facilitated it. Maybe I could have done that better. Maybe I could have done it worse. But, it's the kind of... The idea... What I'm very interested in is what structures are important to get something to happen. So I've built a website which is very interactive. It's called swarmtv.org, and on this website, I'll just show you a little bit about it. You can move the elements around. If you double click on them, you can change the text. This is live. So I've just made that. Can resize these things. Say the font size is not big enough. You can blow it up and so on. Maybe resize that up. And you can do things like change the opacity, for example. So you can put that over there. And you can do that with pictures as well. I've just changed it from ASP to PHP, so you might find that some of these things are not kind of working very, very well at the moment, but hopefully I'll get through this presentation. A project which I did in Falmouth 2007 with Falmouth University, actually, was part of the participation exhibition which Robin was part of as well. And that was all about... We made a film together. Anyone who came to the exhibition was... And Tim, as well. My part of the exhibition, there was about 11 artists involved, was to make a film with everyone who came along and wanted to join in, which we did, and I could show you a little bit of that. I can't play it on this website because I'm in the process of putting it over to ASP, but let me show you a little bit on the DVD. This is the kind of final result of it. Actually, that's the wrong. Sorry, that's the end of a different one. This is the one, Legend of King Arthur.
In the 6th century, an historian called Gildas writes about a decisive British victory against the Saxons at a place called Badon.
I lie here, head heavy, limbs weary, mind confused.
I lie here. I scan the room with my blurry eyes.
In the 9th century, 300 years later, a monk called Nennius edits together extracts from earlier British histories.
An unmade bed and empty glass, clothes strewn around the floor. I scan the room with blurry eyes. How did I get here?
He records the Battle of Badon as being the culmination of 12 significant victories for British kings that was fought by a warlord named Arthur.
It's never mattered to me whether Arthur or Knights existed or didn't exist. What matters to me is the idea.
The legend begins.
Okay, so I'll just give you a little snippet of what came out of that project. As you can see, loads of people submitted different clips, some from mobile phones, some really good quality DV video and so on. And basically the idea in the 5 days was to put all this thing together and that's what I've done there, basically. Some of the statistics from that project, the website, over the 5 days, the website had 8,000 hits. There were over 3,000 editing interactions, and that includes kind of moving bits of text around and so on. There were 80 emails from various parts of the world. 8 different ideas were posted, 4 different treatments, 1,000-word monologue was written especially for it, 14 new images were uploaded, and 9 films were made specifically for this project. Interestingly enough, when I started the project, I thought there was going to be 1 film out of it. And actually, no, it was 9. So they're small, they're little clips, but they were 9 kind of entities as I saw them. I did a project this year called Project 2008. And I'll show you a little bit of that. In fact, I'll show you the whole of this one. It's about 3 minutes long.
I met a guy.
That's still the legend of King Arthur. Here we go. This one.
All the summer time has come. And the leaves are sweetly blooming.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Now, I'm a lover
more temperate.
The wild mountain time. Rough winds do shake.
The garden pots of May
and summer's lease have
all too short a date.
Goes around the blue heaven.
Some
too hot.
The eye of heaven shines.
Nothing is his gold complexion dimmed.
And every fair.
And there sometimes it glides.
By chance or nature, change of course untrimmed.
Will you go, lassie, go?
By the eternal summer, some must live.
Nor lose possession of that fair thou owest.
And we'll go together.
Match of death, Bragg.
Now wondrous in his shades.
To pull wild mountain time.
When in eternal lines to time thou growest.
All around the blooming heaven.
So long as men can breathe or eyes can see.
So long live since.
And this is life to be.
Will you go, lassie, go?
The other way around. Sit over there.